Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jerry, what are you doing on July 25th, Friday?
I will actually be in Grand Cayman, I believe.
Oh, really? Well, that's too bad. So you're not going to be able to go to the...
I have no idea what I'll be doing July 25th.
You want to go to the Co-Francisco wedding in Howell, New Jersey?
Howell? No. Yeah. No.
Not near you?
Not really.
Okay.
Like... 30, that's probably closer to, well, it's CeeLo lives there.
Oh, okay, so CeeLo can go.
And it's probably closer to Al than me.
All right, I'll send that to CeeLo. And just, you know, I feel bad because I think at one point we might have said, like, when the first person sent us a wedding invitation, like, hey, you know, keep sending them. Never know. Because I had, like, a stack of them on my desk that had been, like, buried by...
By wedding invitations?
Yeah, the books I will never read, you know, that get sent to me. So, so I feel bad. Some of these are old. So Sarah Lynn and Andrew Arthur, the Schaefflers that got married in Rosalind. I hope that you're still together.
The Schaefflers.
When was that?
I went to that.
I think that was in November.
Okay.
That was in Rosalind. And then
congratulations, guys.
The Piscatellis.
Oh man, where was this? You know that was going to be a good Italian.
Yeah, I know.
And that was great food.
I can't believe I missed this one.
That at the Knights of Columbus. Where was it?
No, the mansion. The mansion at Oyster Bay. This was October 4th.
Oh boy.
Yeah, this was Massapequa. The Piscatelli wedding in Massapequa.
Oh my God.
I can't believe I missed that one.
The Piscatellis.
I didn't mean to. It was a stack of them, and I just never got to it, you know?
Think about how everybody stands at that altar, for better or worse, till death do us part, or until you're banging the waitress in the diner. They never say that.
Yeah.
54% of all marriages end in divorce. Well, you know, when you get married, you can throw that trust and belief out the effing window, and you just better hope that things work out, because 54% of you, it's not going to.
Right.
Right.
Oh, and yeah? Really?
Should be a marriage.
Were you thinking about that when he was sticking it in your...
Wow.
Wow, Jerry, Jesus.
Were you thinking about that when he was sticking it in your...
Hey, look, I found him in the car getting a from the neighbor.
The neighbor.
Oh.
Rich Piscatelli also sent us a very nice note. He says that he lives a couple blocks away from Rex Huerman, the Long Island serial killer.
Oh, we could have went out and seen the house.
And he also said there will be enough tequila to get Boomer on the same level he was during the Boomer and Geo Live show. So sorry we missed the Piscatellis.
I just would have won for the rigatoni. The baked ziti.
Yeah, the Piscatelli rigatoni is Long Island famous for sure.
Man, the mansion up at Oyster Bay. I guess it's the golf course there too, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure. And this one, they're from Denver. And I thought they were getting married in Denver, but this one was just to me. This is Sean and Paul, and it's Sean is the future wife, and Paul is the future husband. Sean being a woman, just to make that clear.
Whatever. All right.
No, but it's just some people, you know.
What difference does it make?
It's all right. Whatever floats your boat.
No, I just wanted to make sure
that it was... Mike want to get married. Let them get married.
No,
whatever.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm all about gay
marriage.
Like
Sean Young, the actress.
I'm all about gay marriage. I just wanted to make sure that Sean and Paul here got the proper You know, I don't want them out in Denver going, oh, great. You know, they think that I'm
gay. Gay, 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 gay.
That's all. You know, but no. So this is Saturday, June 21st, which is a day after my 10th anniversary. So there's just no way.
That's to come out of this June.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where's that
this
wedding? June.
This is in Sussex.
Oh.
The farm in Sussex, New Jersey.
It's in Beningo. At the farm in Sussex County.
All right, now which one are you? Where is Sean? Where is Paul? Oh, Sean's the woman. Oh, not that I got a problem with this or anything. I just terror. It's a regular one. This one's very nice from Sean and Paul.
It's a regular one.
They moved to Denver. They listen to us every morning. They want, they actually requested Mad Dog and Joe Beningo impersonations at the wedding, and also said maybe Jalapeno Dream could reunite and play a couple of songs. So great listeners here. Yes.
Very good listeners.
Sean and Paul.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol's in Summit. Good morning, Carol.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Carol, what's up, Carol?
I just noticed that Jerry seems to be a little bit angry about, you know, the statistic that marriages end in divorce 54% of the time. I mean, was he left at the altar or something? Jilted at some point in his life?
No.
He sounds really upset about it, Carol.
No. 26 years going strong.
He's the ultimate realist, is what he is.
Well, okay, well, that's good.
That's what he is. I mean, that's how I would explain it.
I'm sorry.
That's how I would explain him. He's the ultimate realist.
Yeah, but you got to remember, too, Carol, that was from God knows how long ago, and it was a podcast topic, and yeah, I was probably annoyed by something that Al brought up to me.
You know what? Thanks, Carol.
Yes, Carol.
There's a couple things I got to get to here. One is about you right now, and I don't know what the hell you're doing. It's 55 degrees in here, and you're fanning yourself. What is wrong with you? You have a hot flash or something?
Yeah, I just navaged myself.
I mean, you're sweating.
Like, yes, I know.
And it's legitimately 60 degrees in here.
Okay.
That means you got a fever?
I had a fever for some more cows.
Do you have a fever?
No, I don't think I have a fever.
All right. The other thing that when we brought this up before, some people will send this and say, because, you know, this is it. That's not a statistic for marriages that, like, your first marriage.
It's all marriages.
And a lot of people, like, once they have one, they end up having three. So I wonder if that statistic for the first marriage is better than the 54%.
That was something I read off a newspaper article.
Okay.
I don't know if it said if it was the third marriage, second marriage.
It's just the way that you put it that makes it stick.
The hard part of that is I don't remember what we were discussing. What year was that from, Eddie, that clip? It's got to be 5 years ago, maybe?
Stand by.
AI says 41% of first marriages.
Right, what all marriages.
Ended divorce.
Okay, so that's better.
That is better.
Than 54.
Yes, very much so.
4.5 years, January of 21.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the point is that when Al annoys you with a particular topic and you turn into, like, Mean Jerry.
Second marriages. What do you think the number of divorces are? Second marriages.
67.
You hit it right.
Really?
Right on the nose.
Wow.
Think about that. 67. Two-thirds of all second marriages, which means if you screwed up the first time,
yeah,
don't try it again.
Right. Absolutely.
Really all you're doing is... marking the days off the calendar until it's over.
Here we go.
Why? What are you playing that for? I mean, it happens to be true, but I don't know why you're playing that.
I mean, every time I look at Boomer, there's something going on with his face. He's fanning himself. I mean, Jesus Christ.
I'm trying, boys.
I know you're trying, but if you have a fever and chills, you have the flu. You may have the flu.
I don't have chills. I wouldn't be fanning myself if I had chills.
No, you told me, aches. You said aches and pains.
Yeah, I got some
and your
aches.
Temperature's 110. I've never seen you sweat like
this. We got a thermometer. Up in this place? Anybody back in that medicine cabinet, is there a thermometer?
The most accurate you're reading is you have to do the butt thermometer.
Bend over, Boomer!
All right, I'll go get it. You can put it in.
We don't have a butt thermometer around here.
Since you're such an expert.
Yeah, we got to get a thermometer. If you're anywhere like around 101 or something like that, I mean, that's just, you have to be. The way you're fanning yourself and sweating in this studio right now is insane.
We need one of those COVID things where we just aim it at his forehead.
Oh, that'd be great. We should have gotten one of those
back
at COVID.
The doctor told me don't use those. The one in the ear is the most accurate one.
See, it's funny. We had one in the ear, and then the doctor told us that one's not accurate. It's the tongue that's the most accurate. And you're saying it's the butt, and then everybody in COVID was using the forehead.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it?
I don't know.
What thermometer you want there, Boomer? We'll get you the exact one.
You know, I'm okay. I'm fine. I don't want anything. What? Go get me a Chef IQ sense. Get that probe out of your office.
You think that would work?
Yes. Why not?
What we could do is set it to 101, and then if it goes off, then we'll know.
It's unbelievable. That is such a good idea.
It might work.
Yes.
But under your tongue.
I'm assuming yes, or up my butt.
You're not putting a Chef IQ sense in your butt, man. Don't do that.
Butt implants.
Don't do that. You'll stick it under your tongue.
Let me ask you a serious question.
Okay. Serious question.
Could you lodge it in between your butt cheeks?
Chef IQ sense it's an Easter ham.
Come on.
It's done.
That might work, though.
Oh, my God.
Holy Christ.
Like sliding a credit card through. Just stop it right there in your crack.
Harry, shut up.
I think maybe if you don't want to do that, maybe the like stick the Chef IQ sense under your armpit. Maybe that would actually work. Or in your
mouth. Have one in your office?
I don't think so. I brought it home. I use it.
I know. I have one in my office.
You sweat. You got a sweat bead on your nose, man.
That's a book.
Jesus.
A sweat bead.
All right. Well, we're gonna get your temperature, and if it's over a certain level, you gotta leave. It's like enough. What's Izzo doing?
It's kind of delirious. No, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, because you've got glass in between you. That's why it's fun for you.
She's not coughing.
Right, I'm just picturing, you know, those little Mucinex, like, human germ things? That's what I'm picturing her, like, working its way over here. Like, oh, I'm climbing in my nose and everything. I gotcha!